Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann Wilson bringing us back. That's her sister Nancy on guitar there. That's the group Heart. Welcome back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Bradbury is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. We're talking about traps. We're talking about how you get trapped inside your head with your ideas, and sometimes you get trapped with when your business needs money and you actually don't take the steps that you need to take in advance enough to make sure that you get the money, right, John? I mean, this is right. One of the biggest mistakes I see, and it took me a long time, John. I mean, I've worked really hard. I've made all the mistakes. I've done all the stupid things. I've gotten myself into all the binds anybody can get themselves into from a cash flow standpoint. Nobody can top me in that, I promise you. But over the years I have learned that there is a way to capitalize your business with there's certain fundamentals, and there's a way to do it, and there's a schedule to do it. There are tools to use, and there are ways of building relationships so that it doesn't have to be that hard. Don't get yourself into what you call the money trap.
That's right. I even if you do raise money and you have plenty of it, that can be dangerous. I had a lunch with a founder recently who's a brilliant technologist, and he'd raised $1.5 million, had a team of about 12, 13 people rolling on product development, no sales yet, and was telling me about the market opportunities they had and some big customers they were thinking they could land, and I was like, well, that all sounds good, and then he said, but I haven't talked about the elephant in the room. I said, well, what's the elephant? He said, we're out of money.
Wow.
He said, I funded payroll out of my personal
account
this month, but I'm going to have to do it again next month.
Wow.
And I said, well, how much of your time have you been spending on that next round of fundraising? And he said, well, I've been focused mainly on the product development side, and this kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah.
Well, once you know that you're at that point, it's generally too late.
That's right.
Particularly to get money from
investors. No investor or no banker likes desperation on the forehead of a prospective asker, somebody requesting an investment or a loan. None of them like that. They're not motivated by that.
No, not at all. In fact, they flee from it.
Yeah.
So this idea of understanding how quickly cash problems can sneak up on you if you don't pay attention to it, and you know all the practices and tools, but a couple of basic principles are, you know, one is you're always thinking about your cash flow. You're always thinking about the future financial situation. We call it the math story.
Mm-hmm.
What's the math story of this business over time? You can do it generally on the back of a napkin. But
I did it with a guy the other day. He's wanting to start a business, and I said, I started calculating how many of whatever he's going to sell, he would have to sell a month one just to pay his bills.
Right,
and I did it in my head, and I said, I just made a couple of assumptions. I said, you know, I assumed the gross profit, and he said, yeah, that's about right. And I did the math. I said, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And
so that's sobering. And so the piece that goes with that typically is to, just like with a family budget, having that rainy day padding, that fund, you know. Having 6-12 months of capital sources, it doesn't have to be cash, but it could be a line of credit or something that allows you to move at the pace that you need, you know, that you need to move, and be able to sleep at night.
Well, your cash trap should never slip up on you. At least not after you've been around a little while. I mean, if I could tell brand new people, new entrepreneurs something, I would say, be prepared for the cash leaving your company to literally take your breath away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that as a metaphor. I'm saying, or figuratively speaking, it will, honest to God, suck the oxygen right out of your lungs as you gasp.
But there's a principle that can help you avoid that, and that is related to what you said earlier about our mind, you know, getting the echo chamber in our mind. When you're planning the financial forecast for your company over time, realize that you're typically going to do that through rose-colored glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think it's going to require 12 months to get to, you know, positive cash flow or cost X amount of dollars, you know, I would recommend go ahead and multiplying each of those by 1.5 or 2.
I would double it. No, double. Doubles easier math, and it's probably more likely to be accurate.
Yeah.
Well, see, that was a problem with the guy you mentioned earlier. He thought he had plenty of money, and the truth is, he should have doubled it. I mean, I had someone come to me one time and didn't like it because I wouldn't recommend that somebody invest in his business.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Why? What's wrong with my business?" I said, "Nothing's wrong with your business, but you're not asking for enough money." I said, "You're going to be undercapitalized in 6 months. You're going to begin undercapitalized."
Right.
He thought he was doing the right thing by not asking for too much.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You're a failure day one at this capital level."
Yeah, you put yourself in a position where everything has to go perfectly,
better, and it won't.
And it's a cycle that's vicious.
Yeah. So, folks, this cash thing, this capitalization thing. That's where the CEO reigns, my friends. You got to be the CEO about your cash, about your capital. Quick break, 10 till right back with John Bradbury. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. ReadyFounder.com is his website.
No one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.